This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back to our six-pack before we get to the general and Starkey's card of the week. Why, thank you, Limits. Mike Tomlin, I thought, was very good yesterday on the trip to Ireland and how he'll be thinking a lot of Dan Rooney. And I'm sure we all will, Bob. You knew him well, I'm assuming. What springs to mind for you when the name comes up?
Well, there are a lot of stories. Just how passionate he was about his team, how really good he was about dealing with, players and their futures and, how to do it, at times massage it, at times not. But I think the one thing that stands out, and this is tied into Croke Park and Ireland, because it's a story that Bill Cowher tells, and I think it's a interesting story because, it's a preseason game back in 1997. They're taking on the Chicago Bears, and that's called the American Bowl. It's a preseason game. Bill Cowher had gone over there knowing that it was a preseason game, was going to play a lot of players at significant times until he went the night before. They had a big dinner, and Pat Rooney, Dan's wife, at the dinner saw this crystal trophy, which went to the winners of the game, even though it was a preseason game. And, Bill Cowher was in close proximity and heard her say, "We'd love to have that in our trophy case." So he knew the pressure was on to go out there and win that game.
Yes.
And he did, and he played guys that he would normally not have played to win the game.
I love that story. One that comes to mind for me, Bob, when Dan passed, we were all assigned sort of different aspects of his life and career in Pittsburgh. And I think I requested to look in further on the hiring of Chuck Knoll. And I called Marianne Knoll, Chuck's wife, and she just couldn't say enough kind words about how they knew that they were home when they came to Pittsburgh. And the Rooneys took them up to Mount Washington for their first dinner, and they overlooked the city and sort of made a pact together.
Yeah.
Just what? Dramatic and moving stuff from the launching of a dynasty, and how Chuck Knoll, even though his defense, he was defensive coordinator of the Colts in the famous Joe Namath Super Bowl, they lost. He showed up the next morning at the hotel in Miami for the interview with Dan Rooney, just knowing more about the Steelers than probably anybody but on earth who wasn't named Rooney. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What I like about Dan, too, and Pat, and they were just Pittsburghers. And they were the ones who said, we're not America's team, we're Pittsburgh's team. That's how they wanted to be known. But they also just, you could find them walking around the streets like anyone else, engaging in conversation. They never looked at themselves as anything above anyone. That's the way, and that's how Art Rooney the Chief was built. Same way, just a guy you can approach. You could sit there, have a cigar with him, and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And he would listen to people. I remember once he was telling a story how, and this is the Chief, where guys would come up to him and, have advice about how to play, who to play.
Yeah.
And he'd just engage them, A lot of people would have said, yeah, come on now. That's not happening.
Well, he was probably used to that. Back at the first draft, when they used to have drafts, it was the guys wouldn't even sign with NFL teams because they could get better jobs.
Right. Had a lot to do with better jobs.
Sports writers would sit in the hotel ballroom during the draft with like a sporting news or something and advise the owners on who to pick. Can you imagine Ron Cook at the draft, Bob? advising the chief on who to pick.
But you know what, though? There's something nice about that.
Yeah,
back
there
in
is.
The day.
Back in the day.
And even with, you know, baseball teams, that you could be in the dugout right before, you know, game seven of an NLCS, and you're now it's all changed. But that was great. You can get a lot of stories. And you, the savvy old news hound, would have extracted a ton of stories.
They traveled on trains together, Bob. Yeah. Or in Ron's case, he used to deliver his stories by Pony Express. Do you remember that? Ron used to hop on a horse and ride from New York to Pittsburgh.
I can't see Ron on a horse. I mean, that figuratively, okay. But
he worked with a horse. Remember Joe Kopp?
Horse.
Next.
I saw a horse this past week.
What?
At the high school football game. The coach is from Mars. We had a Mars game, and there was horse.
Has he been elevated to what's his job?
He's on the coaching staff. I don't know his exact position.
Maybe he's the offensive quality control coach limits. I don't know.
Maybe he's the horse coach.
Next. an incredible baseball story. Man, I'm a sucker for comebacks.
Oh, boy.
The Cleveland Guardians, who have had some issues with betting in baseball this year, Bob, allegedly, were 10.5 games out of the AL Central on September 1st.
Think about that.
10.5 out.
That's just 23 days ago.
And now they're in first place. They beat the Tigers, who are collapsing right now. Did you see Scooble last night try to throw a ball between his like legs? It was like somebody snapping for a punt, and it just turned into a disaster. They lose again. They might not even make the playoffs. They were 10.5 ahead in the division.
It reminds me of Colorado and Clint Hurdle back when he got them to the World Series. They were, I don't know how far back they were, but they were maybe even farther back than that, and they came all the way back with a tremendous September to get in. And, you know, you get on a little bit of a roll, and the Guardians have done that. Also in that game, we saw a guy take one right off his face. Did you see that, Joe?
Yeah, that was Scooball, beamed a guy in his face.
Jeff Fry, I think his name is, whatever it is. But he was trying to bunt, and he either missed the ball or the ball, I don't think it
hit
the bat.
It was the third bunt in the inning, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, it was, I don't know what his situation is.
That did not look good.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine it? It was 96 miles an hour, I think, right in his face.
Yeah, that's not good.
Next. You had no worries about that when I was on the mound of the wild things. I wasn't going to throw it 96 nor at your face.
Harry Callis got hit in the gonads. You ever seen that picture?
No.
Oh, you got to show Bob the picture. Somebody was, you know, parents and stuff take pictures at your little league, your high school.
Oh, this was
games.
Back in when he was little league?
Was he high school or little league?
I don't know. I don't even know if I've seen this picture.
What?
I don't think I have.
Somebody snapped a real, go look at Harry's Twitter site. I think it's his photo.
He has that as his bio photo?
Yes. Of him getting hit by a line drive right in the Brett Favre.
Why would
spot.
He do that? Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, there it is. That's,
oh, wow,
that's
I've
real.
Never seen that.
That's not fake. That's a real photo.
Wow, that looks like it hurts,
that's the kind of pain. I think
look that up, Bob.
I will. That's the kind of pain that I think we all at one time have experienced, whether it's a line drive or something else that we get. There is nothing like that kind of pain. It is just...
No,
awful.
Take one look at Harry Callis's face. That'll tell you everything you need to know about that one, Bob.
How about you could see the trajectory of the ball, too, as the picture is taken. You could just see like the little trail of the ball.
Yeah, three of them, actually, and none of them were happy after that. Next limits. Bob, Anthony Richardson took a stray yesterday from Mike Tomlin. I thought this was great. I thought this was a great Tomlin quote. On how he thinks, I think a lot of us think, that the Vikings are better off with Carson Wentz for this game than they would have been with J.J. McCarthy. Here's what Tomlin said.
I don't necessarily view it as a negative thing for the Minnesota Vikings, at least in the short term, that Carson is playing for him. We were in a similar situation a year ago. We were playing in Indianapolis, man, and I commented to the guys that, you know, keep Richardson upright. Don't put Flacco in the game. And, you know, Flacco ended up in the game. And I think that's oftentimes some of the things that you can run into when you run into a veteran guy, at least from a short-term perspective. And so we got a lot of respect for Carson and his journey.
Poor Anthony Richardson, Bob. As Batko said yesterday, he's probably sitting in a meeting in Indy somewhere looking at film, and all of a sudden his
Mike
phone
Tomlin's,
is blowing up.
Mike Tomlin just struck you. I mean, it was funny to see that. But I think the point overall is well taken.
Yeah.
I think I felt that way as soon as I saw him play last week. And the bad thing for the Steelers is that he got a game under his belt.
Right.
And that was a game that kind of warmed him up to this. And so he's had a big resume compared to J.J. McCarthy, who was struggling at the time.
Yeah,
so.
I think Carson Wentz is by far the single most important player in this game, and that his performance more than anybody's, because he can also blow up, is going to determine the outcome.
He's got some great eligibles, and he's adding Jordan Addison to it.
He does. Listen to the Pop and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Going to get to the general in one moment. Jeff Patton of the Baseball Card Castle. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. Rainy today with a high of Jerry Mullins, 72. A low of Edmund Nelson. Of Edmund Nelson, Bob, our old friend, right?
Oh, yeah. I miss Edmund. He was funny to be with and go on trips with. And he's still golfing, though, Joe. He's a big, passionate golfer. Did you know that?
Is he in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. I'll take you down.
Where does
play
he golf?
At Williams.
Williams what?
Williams Country Club down in West Virginia. It's close by. You just go down 2230.
How long did you do shows with Edmund Nelson, Bob?
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, it's been 11 years with Charlie Batch now, so before then, probably just as long.
Oh, wow.
Maybe more.
I'd like to do
that.
We had
Jack Ham for 2 years, too, back in the day. He was in the booth.
I want to play golf with Edmund Nelson, if you're listening out there, Edmund.
He's good about inviting. In fact, he may get back to me right now if he's listening.
Okay. That's a low of 64, by the way. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Let's get to the card of the week. Your chance again to win it every Wednesday through Friday, and go into our 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Bob, do you have a guess this week? I'm going to say Skeens based on tonight's start.
Yeah. I would, since you're doing that, I'll take Hunter Barco.
Ooh,
first win last night, first opportunity with his parents there. I'll take him.
Twinning streak?
I like that a lot. You know what? I'm going to double down on Bob's Hunter Barco card.
What do you got, General?
Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for having me. We'll throw in a Hunter Barco because that's a great guess. But how could we look past Marc-Andre Fleury's?
Limits. You should have guessed that.
I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking
that's
that
an
way.
Oversight by me.
But that's a Marc-Andre Fleury. That's why you're the general.
Yeah, we're going prophetic this week. We're going in the future, not in the past. But this is the ultimate genius. Memorabilia is really where business and sports meet. What a move by the Penguins. A relatively meaningless game that you could have got tickets for $10 becomes the ticket in town. So we're going to honor the flower. I got a 2003-2004 Invincible rookie card. It's hard to believe it's been 22 years since Flower came to Pittsburgh. I actually handed him a card one time. We were doing a signing with him, and I said, can you believe this was 15 years ago? And he's like stunned, right? Like you go from 18 to 35 quickly.
Jeez. So and now 40.
Just wait till you go from 35 to 65. It goes quicker.
Yeah, exactly right. We still sell as many flower cards as any Penguin other than Sid. So this is going to be well-received. And let's not forget, while we're talking about Dublin and the Rooney stories, Pat Rooney didn't have a card, so we're going to go with Joe Green on his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, number 75.
We're going to give I'll throw Joe Green and a Hunter Barco in along with the flower.
That is absolutely incredible, General. Thank you for the swag.
Yeah,
that
the
you
swag.
Sent
that was really nice of you.
Oh, yeah. I hope it fit. If not, I'll hook you up.
Fit perfectly on me. I can't speak for Bob. Yeah.
Perfectly.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir.
You guys have a good week.
Do the same.
Take care.
See you, buddy. Oh, Joe Green, speaking of time going by, Bob, he turned, is today the 24th then?
Yep.
79.
Still going strong, though. See him at a lot of social events in Pittsburgh, you know, tied to the Steelers and what they're doing.
Wow.
I can't believe it's 79. Oh, my. Everybody's just, people we grew up watching, you know, are now getting up there to the point where it's like, you 79, really? You're that old? Not that that's old. In fact, I think that's young. I'm going to revise all my thinking here because when you're Austin's age,
right,
you're thinking, oh, my God, I'll never get to 60. And if I do, well, now you get beyond that and you're thinking 90's young.
Right.
You have to think that way.
Two-time Defensive Player of the Year, four-time Super Bowl champion, Defensive Rookie of the Year, NFL Man of the Year, five-time first-team All-Pro, 10-time Pro Bowl, 1970s All-Decade Team, NFL 75th Anniversary All-Time Team, 100th Anniversary All-Time Team, and everything else, Pro Football Hall of Fame. Mean Joe Green, the guy, really, who launched a dynasty, the player who launched a dynasty, right? I mean, Chuck Knoll is in that discussion, obviously.
Well, Terry Bradshaw has
Dan Rooney's in that discussion because he's the one who hired Chuck Knoll, who drafted Joe Green. But as far as players go, he's the one that launched it.
Yeah, he is the springboard for all of what happened. And at the time, that was not an easy pick for them to make. You come from North Texas State, and people were saying, Joe who? You know, and they found out quickly, Joe who?
Happy birthday, Joe Green.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.